We're tackling exploitation, domestic abuse and self-esteem. And with the boys, we're looking at the misogynistic attitudes of men.
How big an issue is it in society?
It's a massive issue. We've still got the aftermath. You know, in the 90s and the 20s, we had a lot of shooting through gangs. And we're still dealing with the aftermath in terms of dynamics of families, relations and breakdowns. And so we've got a lot of young people who are actually hurting, who have lost people, who are finding themselves in situations that they can't control. They're unable to make choices, that the correct choices. So we're looking at helping them to make safer choices. So our referrals come across from schools, statutory services and other voluntary organisations.
How beneficial is it to have the mentors that have experienced similar things or have come out on the other side that can share their experiences with those people?
I think it's crucial, especially for the young people that we work with. There's a lot of mistrust. They've been through agencies and social workers time and time again. They understand the system, they know the system. So to having somebody who they can relate to in similar experiences, develop a genuine trust and understanding. So it's like is like, you know, everyone says that, but it's true.
Obviously, when you look back to Gunchester, as it was branded, yeah. What you're saying now is that you're dealing with the aftermath of that still.
Definitely dealing with the generational aftermath. You know, we have many families who have been affected, who have lost somebody, whether it be an uncle or a brother or a cousin, and so you are dealing with that. And I think people think because we are no longer as many shootings going on, the issue's gone away. It hasn't gone away. We still have to deal with the compounding issues that are affected by it.
How important is it that you manage those issues?
Very important. I think if we're looking at young people to, and I always say this, empower and take over and be the key decision makers in our communities, then we have to look at those issues and see how best can we enable them to move forward.